Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We got an excellent podcast for you. It's our 389th episode, getting up there. And it is June 2nd, 2010. We're going to be talking a little bit about our trip to China. Also going to give you some Hawaii vacation news that's been happening that might help you out with your vacation plans. Also, five things hotel websites in Hawaii don't want you to know. And vacation packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. All as we get through the podcast for today. It's brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach me via email at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. You can also write to podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Catch me out on Twitter at aloha bruce. Yeah, aloha bruce. One word at Twitter. Check out the Facebook page as well just by typing in Hawaii Vacations or going to Hawaii Aloha Travel. You'll find all our fans there. And please get involved. It does help us out when we hear from you. And if you're in anywhere near my voice right now, just drop me a line. Let me know you're enjoying the podcast. So we got a lot of ground to cover. First, want to say, geez, we've been away a long time, and I do apologize to the podcast listeners for not getting back and being in touch because we've just been all over the place. And we've kind of made the decision that we've got to do two separate podcasts. We've got to do one for you guys who are listening, and we've got to do the vodcast, you know, the podcast. And we were trying to do both at the same time. I don't think it was working. Got a lot of concern about that because, you know, during the video presentation, we can show things and then you don't see anything or hear anything when we're doing the podcast. So we've decided that we will do two separate programs and that will please everybody out there. And we do thank you for staying with us and, you know, continue to download the podcast. We do appreciate it. So let's get right into it. We've got a lot of stress when you're under construction. And once that new studio and everything's built out, that we'll be able to get back to our life as we know it, or as we used to know it. It can really get to you after a while. I thought the thing was going to take a couple of weeks. Here we are going, I think, on the fifth week already. And today, all the doors were put in, and it's just really beautiful. So we look forward to showing it to you and also telling you all about it. Yaling and I just got back from our trip to China. We were in Shanghai. We were part of a group of geeks that went there. And there was also a seminar that took place there called Rethink Shanghai. And part of that was also Reignite Shanghai. And there was all of this all of these wonderful speakers, but the big highlight for us was, of course, the Expo, the World Expo, which we got to see, which was absolutely amazing. We got to see a couple of amazing exhibits, including the one from Israel, which I was personally, you know, being a Jewish person, it was quite moving and touching. And we got to see Egypt, and we saw the Chinese exhibit. And just a lot of information overload, really, and a fantastic experience going through these things. There was one exhibit in particular that was amazing, and this was an energy exhibit, and the lights outside of the building were all controlled by the movements of the people inside. So if you get a chance to go to the expo this year, you should check it out. It's going to be running until October. And it's a really, really great excuse to go to China and really a great thing to see. No, it actually looks okay there. Anyway, I apologize for my voice today. I've been a little under the weather, so I know I sound extremely nasal. So I do apologize for that. And I'm on the road to recovery, so I'll be back to my normal self hopefully in a few days here because we're going to be going out to California. So if we have any friends that are listening in California in the Beverly Hills area, please let me know. I'd love to meet you and hang out and, you know, bond a little bit. We could do a tweet up or something. And also want to apologize for Yaling not being here because we just are not set up for two people yet. And when that happens, you will be hearing her sweet voice as well. And she does pass along her alohas. And we want to thank you again for being here. Let's get right into it. About 100 hotel workers were demonstrating the past couple of days. And they were doing it outside of Ala Moana Park. And they were upset over a $700 million redevelopment proposal by the folks at Kaiōiai Co. Now, this is the parent company that runs the Sheraton Princess Kaiolani, and also they own the Westin, and also the Sheraton, actually. And the workers are upset because they want to turn these hotels now into timeshares. You gotta ask yourself, I mean, is this where we're headed with the hotels? I mean, imagine this, the famous Moana Surfrider. Now, they're not going to do it to the historic wing. Now, the historic wing is the smaller of the buildings. They're talking about taking the tower next door and turning that all into timeshares now. And then across the street, the famous Princess Kaiolani Hotel, turning that into a timeshare. So, I mean, it just disturbs me because this is not where I want us to be heading with the hotels, especially these historic properties. Let's not, we want these historic properties to be shared by everyone and continue, they represent so much of what Aloha Spirit is. And the Princess Kaiolani, you know, this is on, you know, lands that belonged to the monarchy. And, you know, it breaks my heart to see that this is where we're headed. I mean, that would make the entire heart of Waikiki, where the international marketplace is, all of that area, that entire, I don't know how many acres we're talking now, that whole area will be just devoted to timeshare. And I think it's going to take a lot away from what Waikiki is all about if we do that. Put time, not that I hate people who do timeshares. I just think that, you know, we have enough already. And hotels are a big part of, you know, the way business is done in Hawaii. And that just takes all of that inventory out for people to enjoy. So concerns me, and of course it concerned these hotel workers. And that would mean the 58-year-old, 8-story, 140-room beachfront Diamond Head Tower of the Moana Surfrider. And also the entire Princess Kaiolani, they have over 1,000 rooms there. So that would just be, I think, a big blow. Another big news story is that Hawaiian Airlines' second new long-range A330-200 Airbus is here in Hawaii on the tarmac at Honolulu International Airport. And it came over to Hawaii on a long flight, nonstop flight from France. And by the way, that's where those planes are built, in France. It was a 16-hour, 6,600 nautical flight. And there was only 7 people aboard. Imagine the party in that plane. Only 7 people. And, you know, get over to our blog or our podcast page because we have some pictures of it. It's gorgeous. We were invited over there. And one of the things cool is the entertainment centers. They have individual entertainment centers. But really, what's, I think, great is they have the USB plug. So you can, you know, plug in and charge up for a lot of people who are computer users, which everybody really brings computers down on the plane. It's really your own entertainment center. I brought my iPad with me, but I didn't need to charge it at all the whole time. I mean, I never needed to charge, even though I did charge a little bit in Narita when we were coming back. But it really was just great. I mean, it's really going to be great to have that in the plane. Now, they're going to be buying 25 more of those over the next 10 years. So this is just the first couple now. And interestingly enough, one of our agents actually won a trip on the inaugural flight. How lucky is that? She entered in the Facebook on their Facebook page. I mean, talk about luck. So Melissa's going to be heading down there. I hope she's going to take lots of pictures for us. And now you'll be able to get on that Airbus and check with us. United Airlines has some pretty good pricing right now. And somebody told me today that the pricing is actually going down. So that's good to hear. Dr. Beach, I don't know if you've heard of this guy. I don't even know his name, really. All I know is he's Dr. Beach. He, every year, puts out a list of the top 10 beaches, and two beaches in Hawaii made the top 10 list. The Dukahanamoku Beach, that came in at number 6, and the Hamoa Beach, which is down in Hana, came in number 9. So only two beaches made it on the list this year. Now, the Dukahanamoku Beach is right in Waikiki, of course, and that's a beach that is just beautiful, right there behind the Dukahanamoku statue. But, you know, I mean, of all the beaches that I would choose in Hawaii, you know, he has a bunch of criteria, though. I mean, you know, in all fairness to this Dr. Beach guy, he has his own set of criteria that he goes by when he selects these beaches. Now, in the past, and we even have it on our blog, he's named Hawaii beaches like 1, 2, and 3, different various beaches on the Big Island and on Maui and other places. So, you know, I just don't know how, I don't know all the criteria the guy uses, but it's interesting that the number one beach is Cooper's Beach on the east side of Long Island. And I don't know how that happens, but in fact, there's a lot of New York beaches on this thing. Let's see. There was one in East Hampton Beach, came in number 5. So the list went like this. Siesta Beach in Sarasota, Florida was number 2. Coronado Beach in San Diego, number 3. Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, number 4. Maine Beach, East Hampton, New York, number 5. There's another one. Coast Guard Beach in Cape Cod, number 7. Beachwalker Park in South Carolina, and Cape Florida State Park, and that's in Key Biscayne, which I remember that park. I used to go there when I was a kid. That is a beautiful, beautiful beach. So interesting to see that. Here's some very new news. I guess kind of new news for the Hawaii industry. There's a hotel on Waikiki Beach called the Waikiki Circle. It's been run by Aston. It's a round hotel. It's very odd looking. Kind of looks like the Capitol Records building, you know, in California. It's a round, in the middle of all these buildings, there's this little round thing called Waikiki Circle. And over the years, it hasn't gotten a lot of maintenance or attention, and it's been a very budget property, and the rooms are kind of small, and honestly, we haven't sold it in many years, but we found out yesterday, we got a sneak peek, somebody sent me a picture of some renovations they're doing there. So it turns out the property is going to finally get a renovation. It's going to be, you know, fresh and new again. So we're going to keep an eye on that, and we'll be telling you about that. My expectation is that it'll remain a budget property, and that's one of the good things about it. And the location, you know, it's location, location, location. It's right overlooking the beach. It's a really cute little property. Not too long ago, they renovated the lobby in a very aqua type of fashion. And it was very cute, the lobby redo. And over the years, they've done, you know, some soft renovations. But this is a full renovation now. So I saw some of the bedding and color scheme and everything, and it looks really cool. So be looking for the Waikiki Circle now to be back in play again. And we'll be doing our best to give you that pricing on that. Some more news here. The HTA has cut $450,000, which it put aside for greeters at the Honolulu International Airport. Now, Honolulu was the last of the state's major airports to have what they call the Song and Hula program. And it was introduced a few years ago. And the idea was to make a positive impression when people came into Honolulu International Airport and, you know, kind of get everybody in the mood, you know, with hula and music. I think it's a great idea. But they've stopped the program. They've said aloha to the program, so to speak. And they've decided to divert the money to sustain increased air seats to Hawaii, which I kind of agree with, because I think we need to do more for the airlines so that they ensure that we do have the airlift we need to continue to have strong business here. So if you thought that was going to happen when you get to the airport, not going to happen. So, that's some of the news that we have been covering. Now, let's talk about these five things that websites don't tell you that I put together. Number one is they don't always tell you the whole story. There's a hotel that if you look it up and you Google Pacific Marina, it's a hotel on Oahu, and it's nowhere near the Pacific, and it's nowhere near the marina. A marina. I don't know why they call it that. And it's, you know, kind of a dumpy hotel. So I don't even put people there. Number two is, does the hotel... where is the bar and the restaurant in proximity to your room? Because you don't want a lot of noise. I mean, you check into the hotel, you want to get a good night's sleep, and then you discover, oh my God, the restaurant's just below where my room is. So you want to check on that. How close, and what is the air conditioning like? And do they have central air conditioning? Do they have individual units? Do they have split systems? I know this sounds like a crazy question, but you know what? If it's one of these older hotels that have been renovated, they're going to have that central air conditioning. That can be darn noisy. And I've heard from many people that just, you know, they can't sleep at night because the rattling from the air conditioner. So you're not going to find that on the website. Another thing, especially on Oahu, mostly this is for Oahu, is, you know, the pool. How big is the pool? You know, it's kind of a mystery. Where's the pool on these things? Because the pools are not large in the Waikiki hotels unless they have super pools. And the only super pools are the Sheraton and the Hilton. So you want to keep all of that in mind. And another thing is parking. How much is parking? I mean, they usually can find that on the website, but sometimes the prices are changing or there's free parking, and it's very hard to know whether or not there is parking and how much the parking is. So you want to keep all of that in mind when you're, when you're looking around and you're trying to figure out what's what with the hotels. And that's why it's good to come to us, because we're going to know the true story about the hotels. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out. Now's the time in our program we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Also gives us a chance to thank customers and also our agents who have been great at booking these folks. First package is for a family of two. They're traveling all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, to Maui, rather. And they're going to be traveling July 10th through the 16th. They're going to be staying at the Maui Hyatt Regency Resort and Spa. Gorgeous property. Taking advantage of a special aloha rate that we have there, which includes breakfast for two. It's a beautiful breakfast. Total package price, $3,701. Want to send a big mahalo to Stacy and Patrick McCoy. Want to thank you very much for being part of our ohana and being part of Hawaii-Aloha.com. Also want to thank Ashley, who's the agent that put that package together. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to say thanks for tuning in. We're going to see you next time. So in the meantime, for my beautiful wife, Yali, and myself, we'll say aloha and mahalo. Everything.